Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome to Pod Sauce. I'm Dax Holt.
I am Alicia Renee.
And this is your podcast discovery show. If this is your first time tuning in, listen, there are so many podcasts out there.
3 million.
3 million to be exact.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
To the number, right?
Mm-hmm,
3 million.
Solid.
And there's new ones popping up every day. A lot
2 million
of people,
strong and growing.
Everyone's always asking me, like, what do I listen to? Give me some recommendations. That's why we're here, people.
Mm-hmm.
We're here to give you recommendations, tell you what's hot, what's trending, what's just fun to listen to.
We're taking the guesswork out of this thing. I mean, we all have long commutes, or if you're cleaning around your house, or you just don't want to hear your kids anymore. Put on a podcast. Oh.
That's me. Give me a podcast. I got two kids.
They shall remain
don't
nameless.
Stop talking.
Oh my gosh.
So listen, that's why we're here. We're going to keep bringing you amazing stuff. Don't forget to sign on to our website, podsauce.com, log on, get our newsletter. You can sign up for it,
mm-hmm.
put your email in there, and
Dax
then we will
hand deliver it.
Hand delivering you all the great recommendations we have on a weekly basis.
Absolutely. Speaking of a great recommendation, dun, 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 I kind of want thunder. Cue it, Tim.
Man,
most foul. A true crime podcast. This is a true crime.
I'm just hearing Tim like, now I gotta make thunder.
Yeah, I wanted to make it rain, Tim. Make it rain. Okay, Murder Most Foul.
What you got for me this week?
I got a good one for you. It's called Deathbed Confessions.
Okay.
These are confessions that people don't say anything about until they're on their deathbed. You know, I don't know. Again, I guess they're just trying to clear the air before they go to heaven or hell.
Well, I think they know where they're
trying
going.
Trying to get into
heaven. Like, let me get in my last receipts before I go down there.
Now, God, you remember, on this day, I said, and he's like, meanwhile, back at the ranch, death was like hovering over you, and then you decided to say something. So this first story, the episodes are amazing. I mean, really, they run the gamut. Again, from people who've escaped from Alcatraz to, you know, this particular story, which I listened to because I just thought it was so amazing how this woman, Jerry, bodied her husband, John, put him in the freezer, and nobody asked any questions. Like, she was giving conflicting stories from one sister to the sister-in-law. No one was, like, comparing notes. Oh, Jerry got hit by a car. But then to somebody else, oh, Jerry, you know, died while he was swimming. It was just the most, I mean, John died while he was swimming. It was just the most bizarre, strand of stories.
Oh, okay. Strand.
Right? Said that right? I have an accent, y'all.
I'm waiting.
My accent keeps me from being great. It really does. It just stops my greatness at some point. But no, I mean, it's just various stories that to me, it's just so like mind-boggling. But in the end, she confessed. They found out that, yeah, she really did murder John.
Wow, well, it sounds fascinating. I'm like, if it's them confessing about these true crimes.
I did it. I did it, and he's in a freezer. In the locker, and down the street from the house. That's the getcha gotcha. She moved his body in a freezer. Like, I can't get off of the story. She moved his body in a freezer from one part of the cross country.
I'm listening. You got me. You got me. It's called Deathbed Confessions.
Deathbed Confessions. That is my murder. Most
fun. All right, well, if you...
True crime podcast.
If you want to check out Deathbed Confessions, head on over to the website, podsauce.com. We'll have a link there straight to Alicia's Murder Most Foul for this week. We got so much more coming up on Pod Sauce. Don't go anywhere.
Welcome back to Pod Sauce, guys, your podcast discovery show. Dax.
Yes.
You've got a pick of the week.
I got a pick of the week. I'm a little up in the air with this one. I don't know.
Good.
Yeah.
Welcome to my world. I mean, it was like 3 weeks in a row. I was like, man, I found it. And it was one thing on paper, and then it was another thing to the ears.
I know you love true crime.
Fair.
But I also know that you love, like, the murder, death, destruction of true crime.
Do I? Or is it just like, damn, girl, how you didn't see that coming?
Well, my pick of the week is called Heist Podcast.
Okay.
Leroy Luna, who was one of our guests, actually recommended it. And I don't know, it caught my attention, mostly because I am so into La Casa de Papel, Money Heist on Netflix.
Say it again.
La Casa de Papel.
Fake like you know what you're talking about.
La Casa de Papel. And
La Casa de Papel.
And right now, there's a break in it, and I am craving
it's
more
got captions,
heist stuff.
It?
What is it?
It's got captions, doesn't it?
Oh, hell yeah, it's got captions. It is such a good show. So I'm into the heist mood, and I've got no heists
Have
to keep
me fulfilled.
Have
you seen Heist? Heist is also on...
I haven't seen Heist.
And Lupin. Lupin?
Oh, Lupin?
Lupin?
Yeah, I have seen that.
That too.
I'm a big heister, apparently.
I see.
I love it. So I checked out this podcast.
Okay.
It's really fun. It's good. It dives into all of these heists. It's hosted by Simon and Matt.
Okay.
And they go through history's famous heist. The episode I listened to was called The 200-Pound Gold Coin. And it's this ridiculous gold coin that Canada made. They made like four of them. Some German guy bought one as a collectible. They put it into a museum. And they break down how these robbers broke into the museum, stole the gold coin, took off with it, melted it down, like distributed it, and they ended up getting caught. But just how they did the heist, how it came to fruition. That was really fascinating. Not only that, they go into modern day stories of heists that are happening, whether it's someone hijacking cars or this or that, but they've got a lot coming up. I didn't have time to listen to a bunch of episodes, just that one.
Wait, I want to know, how did they get away with it? It's 200 pounds of gold.
They put it out the window. They had to like put it on a hoist and lower it down.
Nobody saw.
Yeah, it hit the ground. So there was like gold dust all over the ground outside the museum. They had an inside guy though.
Yeah,
that was kind of helping them arrange the whole thing.
And
said, that window, the alarm will be off. They took a wheelbarrow. They like went up the a ramp of a of a freeway that was shut down. Like the whole thing. They go through. It was really cool.
Yeah.
But some of the other titles that I'm like, ooh, I need to check that one out. It says a $10 million in Microsoft gift cards.
Dope.
$250 million in Bitcoin vanished.
Needed.
And then there's one called Indiana Jones of the Art World.
Spectacular.
Right. So I don't know. I am deep into these ones. I love it. So I'm going to get back in my car on the way home and listen to more heists.
We can scheme and scam on how to rob people.
I'm going to tune in. I'm definitely going to check out more episodes. That is my pick of the week, Heist Podcast.
Why were you on the fence about it? That sounds dope.
I didn't know if you were going to like the true crime without murder.
I don't always want to kill people. Sometimes I just want to listen to how the crime is done, especially if people got away with it. What do you mean? That's why you go to law school, to figure out how to get around. I want to know, how did they get around?
But I think, like, when you're talking about true crime, you're into the, like, people in freezers and stuff. And so
It's not that I'm into people in freezers. You see, you got people thinking that I'm just a wacko. Like, it's not that I'm into people in freezers, Dax. It's how do you tote a dead body in a freezer from one part of the country to the other and none's the wiser?
See, now I got a 200 gold pound that you're toting around the country.
In a wheelbarrow, up a hill, and nobody noticed?
Exactly.
Like, what are we doing?
Exactly.
So, yeah, it's not, because I don't like murder. Let's be clear about that. It's how do people get so creative that they get away with stuff that, in my mind, it's like, and you didn't get caught? I'm doing life wrong.
No, you're not doing life wrong by not murdering. You're doing life right. You don't want to be the subject of a true crime podcast.
A few ex-boyfriends, and I'm like, you know, I heard a story about somebody
I'm going to keep you safe. We're going to go, and we'll be right back. We got a lot more coming up on Pod Sauce.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to Pod Sauce. I am Dax Holt.
I am Alicia Renee.
And it is time to get to a couple guys that we are excited to talk to. Nick and Ken from You Better You Bet. Welcome, guys. How are you?
What's up, fellas?
What's going on? Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us. Appreciate it.
Now, our pleasure.
Yeah, I'm excited to have you guys on because your podcast is huge.
Yeah.
Huge podcast. We love having creators on this show to talk about kind of what inspired you or how you transitioned maybe a hobby or a love into a podcast that is now insanely successful. But can you guys give a little, I guess, a version for maybe someone who hasn't heard your podcast, what exactly you guys chat about?
Yeah, I'll take the lead here, and Ken can kind of, I think he'll probably agree with what I'm saying, but in case I leave anything out. So I think kind of what makes our podcast successful and really appreciate the kind words. And, you know, when we started in September 2019, like the growth from then until now has just been exponential and astronomical, and it's awesome. We're very appreciative of everyone that tunes in. I think what separates our show specifically from other, both just sports-based content shows and sports betting shows, is the idea of wagertainment, right? And wagertainment's supposed to be like an idea that I came up with, which is, you know, a melding of smart analysis, but also with tons of entertainment strewn in, right? So we kind of give, there's something for everybody. For if you're someone who's really interested in like the X's and O's and the nuts and bolts of sports betting, we give you that. If you're more of a casual sports fan who wants to laugh and wants to talk about some of the treetop topics, but also get the sports gambling picks, we give you that as well. And the reason why I think our dynamic is so great with Ken and I, Ken is brilliant, and Ken's gambling knowledge is absolutely through the roof. So he is an absolute expert when it comes to all things sports betting, which allows me as a host who gambles to just kind of be myself. I get to host the show. I get to have little one-liners here and there, try and keep it moving, try to make people laugh. But Ken is also very funny. And I think that I'm also smart when it comes to the sports betting. So we kind of take the best of both worlds, we merge them together, and we create a product that is consumable by anyone on the spectrum, whether a casual sports fan, someone really into sports and sports betting. I think we can hit all of it with the idea of wagertainment. And Ken and I think our specific combination allows that to happen.
I feel like the bar has been set impossibly high now for me to speak. It's like, well, he's a genius, and he's also very funny. Ken, your thoughts? Would you want to just take it from me?
Say yes.
I would just thank you, Nick, for those kind words. We're just going to pass kind words around to everybody, apparently. I would just add, you know, I think sports betting is obviously.
And by the way, Alicia, your hair looks great while we're at it.
Right. Yes. Yes.
Compliments.
Okay.
Well, compliments for everybody. We're all awesome.
My turn.
Everything's going great.
Let me get around.
Dex, those kicks are fire, man. The kicks are fire, man. They're awesome.
Meanwhile, I've got like sweatpants on down here. I think one of the most important things is sports betting is going to be one of these niches that just keeps growing. And it's just obviously, just like our show, the interest and appetite for sports betting content is just only going to grow. It's never been larger than it is right now. In the next 5 to 10 years, it's only going to grow more exponentially as it gets legalized in more places. There are more people just interested in what's going on. Like, how do I make a bet? What are the mechanics behind that? And I think a lot of the content that gets produced tends to be pushy, and it's not even on purpose. It's just like the purpose of the content is to make you want to make a bet. Go to this sports book. I love this pick. I love this pick. And I think one thing that's great about the dynamic Nick and I have is if we don't like something, then we're just going to tell you that we don't like it. And we're going to joke around about it. And it's going to be like you would do with your friends. You're not going to tell every friend that you've ever had, like, I love every game. I love every single bet. I love everything. It's just got to be more natural than that. So I think with a 4-hour show, Monday to Friday, with that much time to kind of fill, that lets us be casual and kind of, you know, just be off the cuff and be funny about this stuff instead of, you know, trying to be something that we're not.
And if I can just just interject one thing here, just based off, just to piggyback off what Ken just said, I think the authenticity of our show, as is the case with any piece of content in any medium, authenticity is going to win. And we are authentically ourselves on the show 100% of the time, whether it's talking about bets, whether it's talking about life. So I think that that's something that kind of cuts through and helps us win as well.
Now, guys, You Better You Bet came about in 2019, not long before what we now know to be the global panorama. How do you guys think, what do you think has allowed You Better You Bet to survive through the pandemic?
Sports. People love sports. That's something that's never going to, well, unless the games can't be played, which was the case. So hopefully that doesn't happen again. But as long as there are games to be played, there's always going to be an interest in sports. And we do a really good job, I feel like, talking about sports. And I think Ken can probably speak to this better than I can. I hope I'm not setting him up here in an impossible way. But, you know, given that a lot of states need to make up revenue that was lost during the pandemic, it's getting legalized in a lot of states now. I know Connecticut just went live there where Ken lives. So, I kind of think we are in the perfect place right now. And whether it's by luck or whatever, it doesn't really matter. I kind of feel like the interest is never going to wane. As long as there are sports being played, there are games being played, people are going to want to talk about it, going to want to consume content about it. And now, as Ken correctly said, with the explosion in popularity of sports betting, they're also going to want to bet on it. So I kind of feel like we're in like a can't lose spot almost from a content perspective.
But I think Alicia brings up a good point, because there was a gap in there where nothing was happening.
Right.
So what did you guys cover during that gap of sportslessness?
That's what I meant to say. Sorry. I didn't phrase it well. But yeah, thank you.
Well, as sports started to slowly trickle back, and I don't know if people remember this from 2020, but it took a while for the major American team sports to come back. But over the summer, last summer, we had golf and we had soccer. And You Better You Bet basically turned into, and like we joke about this on the air now, I basically hosted a podcast last summer that was a golf and soccer betting podcast.
Oh my
now,
gosh.
I love soccer and I was really into golf at the time, so it worked. So I think that's also the cool thing about our show is we literally hit every single sport. And I think we talk about all of them pretty intelligently. So we were able to do that. And the show was successful then because it was all people could bet on. So we gave you 40 minutes of golf. We gave you an hour of soccer. It was all there was. So and I think people kind of grooved on it.
Guys, your podcast is wildly successful. Are there other podcasts that you guys listen to yourselves, maybe draw some inspiration from, or just enjoy listening to?
I can go first here. So for me, gambling was always like a side hustle, basically. And when I say gambling, I mean both betting on sports and creating content. I used to work at ESPN like for a number of years, like the Disney Corporation, doing television work, and this was just something I did on the side and ended up turning into my main thing. So the types of podcasts that I would always gravitate toward wouldn't be sports. Like, I get enough of that in my main job. I get enough of that when I'm watching games at night or when I'm on Twitter or on social media or whatever. So my like private time, my podcast time, was kind of like side hustle stuff. So things like, you know, How I Built This, which is like a really famous podcast, obviously, with like Guy Raz from NPR. That would be one. Things about like betting, which can help me make better decisions. So there's a podcast called Risk of Ruin that I would really recommend. Basically, it's supposed to be like the intersection of gambling and life and making decisions based on that. That would be another one. So kind of like side hustle entrepreneurship, because I was going through that, trying to get into sports betting. And then also kind of more like the in the weeds stuff we wouldn't talk about on the show, but just for me to try to get smarter and learn more about betting, those types of podcasts as well.
For me, I agree with Ken. Like my literal life is sports, and it always has been. Like, what we do on the show is not an act. It's always been my favorite thing. So I try not to, like, if I'm listening to a podcast, sometimes I listen to some fantasy football podcasts just to like kind of get smarter in that area, because like I want to win and I'm super competitive. And like, there are some podcasts that I really like. There, the Establish the Run fantasy football podcast is really great with Evan Silva and Adam Levitan. I really like that one. But for the most part, it's the stuff that I'm interested in outside of sports. So like, I am a huge pro wrestling fan. Conrad Thompson series of podcasts with Tony Schiavone and Bruce Pritchard, Something to Wrestle and What Happened When are two podcasts that I love, like looking back at what happened at WWF and WCW in the 90s through the lens of people that were actually there. Like, I find that to be wildly entertaining. I love all things Japan and Japanese culture. There's a great Japanese themed podcast from a British guy who's lived in Japan. His name is Chris Abroad, which is hilarious. And so the podcast and his YouTube channel is called Abroad in Japan, which of course is why wouldn't it be? And that's a great podcast. So I would say, like, outside of like, I don't really listen to a ton of it, honestly, just because, like, this is what we do for a living. But when I do, professional wrestling, Japan, video games, stuff that fits under umbrella of things that I like that's not necessarily sports.
Ken and Nick, host of You Better, You Bet. Thank you guys so, so much. If you guys want to hear more on this podcast, please go to podsauce.com.
Yeah, got a lot more coming up. Stick around.
Welcome back to Pot Sauce, your podcast discovery show. I am Alicia Renee.
And I'm Dax Holt.
It is that time for your Pod Pick of the Week.
That's not how
Pod Pick of the Week.
Pod Pick of the Week. This is an odd one.
Sorry.
And I think you're going to have some words about this one. So this one is called Your Favorite Band Sucks is the Odd Pod of the Week. All right? It is Mark and Tyler, and they go through and they just destroy all bands, singers, everything out there, and kind of break them down into why everyone sucks.
So are they like band rejects and they're just jealous?
No, I think that they're huge music lovers, mm-hmm. like ultimate, because I listened to an episode, I listened to the Queen episode, mm-hmm. and they just destroyed Queen and saying how they were awful and how all of their music was just made to make money for them. Like, you know, they're sellouts, basically. And that if you played their songs in a bar with 500 people, they wouldn't have been successful because you need that huge crowd to really get Queen songs going.
Mm-hmm.
You're not with me.
Right? I'm gonna let you finish. I'm gonna be on my Kanye. I'm gonna let you finish. But
so I can tell you some of the other episodes, because I'm telling you, they kind of go after everyone. They have a David Bowie sucks, Frank Sinatra
off.
Sucks,
knock it off.
Johnny Cash sucks, Pearl Jam, Christmas music sucks.
Knock it all the way off.
Destiny's Child
Where
sucks.
Where are the Beehive?
Madonna, the Beatles, Billy Joe, Beethoven. They even went after Beethoven.
Mark and Tyler suck. And you can, this episode of Pod Sauce is going to be titled Mark and Tyler Suck. Continue.
So that is the Odd Pod Pick of the Week. What's it called again? Your Favorite Band Sucks.
Look, you don't
sucks.
Even remember. You literally just said it 2 minutes ago.
I was going to say your music sucks, but it's not. It's your favorite band sucks.
Oh, all right. Thank you so much to Nick and Ken, host of You Better, You Bet. Did I say that right this
You said
time?
It right. You got it.
My accent keeps me from being great, guys. Sorry. Please head over to podsauce.com. You can get more information on all the podcasts that we covered today, our Murder Most Foul True Crime Podcast, or his
Old Pod Pick of the Week. Old Pod Pick of the Week.
And Dax's pick.
And my pick. And make sure you follow us on social media, at The Pod Sauce. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, pretty much everywhere.
We out here.
And you can find us personally. I'm at Dax Holt.
I am
needing to change my
I
handle
really
is what it should be.
Back. This is ridiculous. I am Alicia Renee. And this is ridiculous. Thank you guys so much for joining us. Be good to yourselves. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Here. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.